When Jesus was born, Herod was king of all the land. He was very fierce, and he would do anything to get what he wanted. And what he wanted most of all was to keep being the king. One day at his palace, some travelers arrived. They had come a long, long distance, they said, from far to the east. And they said they'd been studying the stars and learned that a new king had been born. And it was their intention to visit this new king and to bring special gifts and honor the king. And they wanted to know, where could this new king be found? Well, Herod thought to himself, there better not be a new king. I'm the king here, and I want it to stay that way. So he called together all his advisors and scholars and said, we got to figure this out in a hurry. If the Messiah was to be born in our time, where exactly would this happen? And the scholars said, well, according to the ancient writings of those who've really been listening to God, this would happen in Bethlehem. That's where a ruler would be born to shepherd God's people. So Herod went to the visitors and said, go to Bethlehem and search diligently for this child, this new king. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and bring him presents too. Well, the star studiers left the palace. And as before, they were following a star that was guiding them westward. And it led them to Jesus and his mother. When that star stopped moving, they were happy and excited. They knocked on the door, and they were invited to come in. They knelt down before Jesus, and they opened their treasure chest and presented their gifts of shining gold and sweet-smelling incense and a special spice called myrrh. All their studying and all their traveling and all their questioning had led them to this moment of great joy. And then it was time to go home. Now, they remembered that Herod had told them, oh, come back and tell me all about this new king. But they got the impression that maybe Herod wasn't so trustworthy. In fact, they had a dream which revealed to them that not only was Herod not really interested in bringing presents to the new king, he might even try to hurt the new king because he did not want anybody trying to steal his crown and his throne. So those wise travelers decided that they would go home by a completely different route, and they never went back to talk to Herod ever again. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. So find somebody's hand to hold. Dear God, we realize how much there is to learn about you and about this world. And so we ask that you give us the focus of those wise travelers in honoring you with our gifts and our reverence. We continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Amen.